Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. I am your host, Scott. I will be doing it solo today, taking this one solo. Lexi's feeling a bit under the weather, and so it's just going to be me today. We are currently on day 8 of the MLB lockout of the 2021 going into 2022 season. So there isn't much to talk about. So this episode, and until Lexi and I probably figure something out, have a lot of relatively short episodes. But I feel like, you know, any kind of little news that comes out, we can go and figure something to talk about. So as I said, again, going to be short episodes, probably going to find a lot of short episodes, a lot of random episodes about whatever, because it's the MLB lockout, so no teams can talk to any major league players or anything like that, so it's going to be relatively boring. But I think we should go and get into the few things that we do have to talk about. First one is the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame ballots. So there's a nice list of Hall of Famers around. Nothing has like really been officially of the big names or more of the more recent names has come out. We have a lot of the old timers. So the Golden Era ballot, we had Minnie Minoso, Tony Olivia. My wants to load. Jim Catt and Gil Hodges all are new electives into the Hall of Fame. So again, most of these people are not really people I know of. Like, I've heard of most of them, but I can't really say much about, you know, who they were as players, because I don't really know them as much. Going on even further than that, you have the early baseball era, Buck O'Neill and Bud Fowler. Again, this is even earlier than these guys that I just mentioned before. So these are kind of a little different set of Hall of Famers. They aren't like the only people that are allowed in. These are kind of like prerequisites of like, hey, these guys, it's not as much of a competition. I don't know if they even have years on them because there wasn't the Hall of Fame. But to go along with that is there is still the Hall of Fame in general. And I think we either did mention this or at least wanted to mention this. Is just the list of people who can be in the Hall of Fame or like are eligible coming up this year. So some there again, these are all people that are a lot more popular. You know, this is not popular, a lot more recent, I really mean by that. People on it, you have big Yankee names like Teixeira, like Rodriguez, Andy Pettit's on there. So we have a bunch of people like that. Again, Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz, and Mark Teixeira are all first-year ballots. So, again, not really too rushed to go and see them in. I'd love to see any of them in. A-Rod and I think Ortiz is a little bit on. I mean, you yell at anybody about Ortiz, you get a whole conversation going there. But the big one is going to be Barry Bonds. So on their last year of being on the ballot, you have Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens. These are people that are a lot more, you know, some on the fence, some just people that just haven't been allowed in yet. Roger Clemens, I think, should make it 100%. Curt Schilling, again, these are people that like I just know off the top of my head, and this is before my time, before I was alive. So I feel like if I know them pretty dang well, they might be able to, you know, have their way in. But the big one is Barry Bonds. And again, I think Lexi would be great to have here as well to have a discussion going, but you know, stuff happens. Barry Bonds is somebody that I don't want to get into too much of a conversation with because I don't know how I feel about him. Of course, everything about Barry Bonds and the steroids, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that he did it. People are like, oh, yeah, but, you know, everybody was doing steroids or stuff like that. And that, I feel like, is a poor argument, first of all. I feel like saying everybody's doing steroids makes it okay is a really bad argument in that point. But the idea that makes me on the fence is steroids, but also he was extremely good and a potential, almost a potential Hall of Famer before he did anything. People are like, oh, you know, it still doesn't make you help make contact again. Not something I want to get into at that point, but it's so on the fence at that point of how does your off-field, that's not even just off-field, but it's a mix of off-field and on-field, you know, happenings change your ballot. And Barry Bonds is that number one guy because Barry Bonds is easily take, like, the idea that he did steroids out of the question if that didn't matter. Easily one of the best players, best hitters ever. And that's not even arguable. I mean, you just look at the stats that he put up. But if Barry Bonds can get in, I think that opens a lot for people who did do steroids. You know, it kind of gives them a better shot. But at the same time, if Barry Bonds doesn't get in, then nobody who ever got caught doing steroids should ever be able to get in. And I think that Barry Bonds is this huge market person, right, in this situation, especially now in his last year. It puts the pressure on every voter because this means if Barry Bonds doesn't get in, then you go and A-Rod doesn't get in. Don't think David Ortiz, again, that's a whole other thing, doesn't get in. Anybody who ever got caught doing steroids won't get in. And I think that this is really a lot of pressure on the voters coming this year. Again, other names still on there that I know personally very well. Like, not like, but like, I know the names. Some of these people I'm like, okay, I kind of heard it once. But like, I could tell you most of these players. And I'm rambling on a little bit. Billy Wagner, Tom Helton, Gary Sheffield, Andrew Jones, Manny Ramirez, Sammy Sosa, again, Andy Pettit, Torrey Hunter, Bobby Abreu, Jake Peavy, Prince Fielder, Tim Lincecum, Jonathan Papelbaum, and Ryan Howard. Again, there are a bunch of other names. Those are the names that I know of and can probably talk about. Most of the other names on there, I really wasn't paying enough attention, I guess, to baseball at the time when they were playing. Big names on there that I want to talk about would easily be Tim Lincecum. 100% put the man in there. 100% put the man in there. Tim Lincecum is a generational player. Like, he completely changed pitching, and he was an amazing pitcher, amazing playoff pitcher. And I think that there's no way that he just kind of gets passed up. Prince Fielder, again, would love to see in there, but I think the injury to end his career and kind of like his injuries in general kind of strains him and takes him back. I mean, I think Prince Fielder is one of the most memorable players to play in the MLB, at least during my lifespan so far. You just kind of always remember him just for who he was playing offense, defense, you know, just his personality, and you kind of always remember that. Ryan Howard, again, Ryan Howard was playing, I know, 2007, 2008. I really wasn't too involved in the MLB at that point, but again, another person whose name I know. Noah's on the Phillies. I know he was an absolute tank of a hitter, and I think that he has a great shot of going and making it in eventually. Again, I'm not trying to say right now. I think everybody has 10 votes, if I'm correct, and then whatever, seeing a certain amount of percent or a certain amount of votes, whatever it is. But I think Ryan Howard should get in eventually. That's really all I have to say about the Hall of Fame right now. Some more information comes out, as that's probably one of the only things that we can ever get information about at this point. We'll update, we'll talk about, and it'll be a lot better, a lot more fun to hear. To continue on the short little stand that we have right now, there was a little tiny bit of news coming from the MLB, and that is from Max Scherzer, or at least a report saying Max Scherzer would like Buck Showalter as the team's manager. Again, the Mets are looking for a new manager. They just fired their one last year, so they're on the hunt. Still haven't picked one up. Max Scherzer goes and says this. You're paying the man, whatever, $40 million a year, whatever the heck, something mad. I think you should probably listen to him. I think that'll make him a happy man. I think you want a happy man who's taking all your money. Just saying. But we'll see. Mets gonna Mets. Again, always have to say that about the Mets. Sticking on the Mets, though, in that manager position, Curtis Granderson is also being thought of or being like considered as taking that managerial spot. Again, interesting decision. I think it's a bit early, but then again, I don't know when like people do that. I guess John Birdie did that, or not John Birdie. Marlins manager, not Marlins manager. Cubs manager. Oh, I can see his face. David Ross. There we go. Feeling good. David Ross, he did it like 2 years out of the league. So I don't really know how it works, but the manager position is something that I don't know too much. Like, good managers, of course I know generally good managers, bad managers, but new managers, I don't know how Granderson could be. And there is a lot of valuable assets and a lot of places that need work as well. Of course, DeGrom, Scherzer absolutely do not need to be touched. You need to figure out your bullpen, and you're giving somebody, again, I don't know Curtis Granderson's knowledge of, you know, the rest of the field. Of course, I know the fielding and the hitting he'll know part of, but like that pitching and that bullpen work, don't know how much information, how much knowledge he has. I think with a team like the Mets, the most important thing is figuring out that bullpen and having a consistent and functional bullpen. So just two things to keep an eye on, Showalter and Granderson, two people being at least spoken about as a potential manager for the New York Mets. Another little thing that we have about the MLB, again, not really MLB, but baseball, professional baseball, the Yankees, we're just getting things in there. There was reports of Luis Medina in Lidom game. I think it's kind of like off season for most players. They kind of go, I think this is a Spanish league. I don't know exactly where it's based off of, but I think people go to their own places. They kind of have a winter ball down south. Luis Medina, number 8 prospect for the Yankees, made his debut, going 2 innings, no hits, 4 Ks. Again, this is a guy who's very similar to Heel. Very similar kind of potential, very similar look to Heel. High velocity guy. Sometimes you need to work on control. Great to see. He was stuck in AA Somerset the whole season for the same reasons that like you kind of expect, kind of accuracy reasons. And we have Heel. So there's no rush to go and have Medina go up and get shoved in anywhere. Just kind of interesting to do. Interesting to see. Good to see some news, something going on. And it's really boring. Everything is really boring right now. Because, of course, with the lockout, literally nobody has been able to post. The MLB posted those two things that I talked about with the Hall of Fame, and then the one before that was the lockout day. So it's getting real slow, real boring. MLB on Fox isn't posting anything any more interesting. They're trying to figure out ways, but there's nothing. And it's going to be a long, long time. This is probably something that you could probably gamble on. Seriously, probably. There's probably places you could be like, when? Over, under January 29th. Yeah, I think that's really about all that there is to talk about. Again, there's nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. Baseball is boring right now. And then show me a baseball, and then it's not boring. But right now, there's nothing. It's dry. So that's about all that I have to say this week. And very short episode. There's not much that Lexi and I have determined yet to do in the future throughout this lockout that we have. I know we'll figure out something, but for now, that will be all for this week. So if you enjoyed this episode, this short episode, if you're interested in listening to any more, of course, we have 77 other episodes that came before this. Go and check them out. If you enjoy the show as a whole, don't be scared to go and share it, like it. Follow us on Instagram, pinstripe.podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or whatever. But don't be afraid to go and check us. Keep checking us out. Keep helping us out. But, yeah. For this week, I'm Scott. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.